Good morning, everyone. Those who do not know me, my name is Kim, a.k.a. Alice. There are a lot of announcements. There's a lot of supporting our wider community announcements, which I hope you will read at your leisure. A couple of the things. We are still continuing collecting items for the kids' community kitchen. We collected actually a full barrel yesterday for vendors, and people who came in to shop brought food for the Agape Center, so we were very happy about that. Quick going over from UCW News, the basket draw here, we still have 2 weeks before we draw on November 30th before the service starts. Thank you for everyone who helped yesterday at the Winter Wonderland. I think we did have rain, snow, sleet, the whole gamut yesterday, but it did not keep people from coming in. So just for financial, and thank you for those who brought baked goods and who bought baked goods and deli items. Yesterday we raised $1,660. So thank you. And those who weren't able to come out yesterday, or those who enjoyed what they ate yesterday, we still have a few more items for sale. And hopefully that will get us to the 2,000. And just to let you know, and so with vendors, we actually collected just over $1,500 in vendor money. So it was a great day, and we always, you know, we support the church events and our wider community. So thank you all. There is the sign-up sheet at the back on the green paper for the UCW Christmas Luncheon. All women are invited to attend and enjoy the afternoon. And we do have several church calendars, 2026 church calendars available. They're actually out by the little white church. Before we have more information about our Santa Claus Parade, I just want to thank Kim R. and Todd for all their efforts in putting in the float, and to Melody and JM, who were the drivers. And I'll invite the other two people up for short announcements.
Good morning, I'm Ruth. Rosemary is away today on a much needed break, enjoying some time in Toronto with family. So we're gonna do the service without her, but pretend she's there. As I fiddle with electronics and whatnot to get everything that we need for accompanying. Each of the hymns will be introduced by, like she usually does, a little introduction part, and then we sing. And thank you to Judy and John for playing the oboes in other parts of the service. Fantastic, thank you.
Hi, I am Kim R. And I just wanted to let everyone know how well the Santa Claus Parade went last night. We got a lot of compliments. A lot of people were really happy to see us there. Our volunteers, our angels, were kids, but they did really well. They've asked if they can be in next year's already. So they are excited to keep participating. I know that they don't come and join us here in the church, but they are so ready and willing to help us whenever we need anything for the church outside our doors. So we are definitely living up to our mandate of creating a community where no one journeys alone. These kids know they have a place that they can come, they can be themselves, and they help us out in immeasurable ways. So hopefully next year we'll have a little bit more time to plan, and we can go a little further than stuffed animals. But thank you again for all the support, and we had a blast.
Welcome, everyone. Yeah, my name is Carolyn, and I will be leading worship this morning, and I'll be leading worship next week. And it's really good for you that came out this morning, and for all that Rosemary put into before she left to make sure that there was music and everything for this morning. I appreciate the choir so much. We can never start a worship service without recognizing the territory on which this church sits. So as we begin this time of worship, we remember that we are situated on the traditional lands of the Iroquois, Mohawk, and Huron-Wendat. We acknowledge and give thanks for the enduring presence of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people on this land. We are committed to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect. And it was really nice to hear on the news last night that the Pope has sent back some of the articles that were taken from the different reserves, and they will be eventually going back to the reserves where they belong. It was so nice to hear. Gathered to celebrate that we are the body of Christ.
One body in Christ with many members.
Members blessed with diverse gifts.
We are called to share these gifts with this world.
Let this time of sharing be a reminder
of the one who calls all of us here.
We are partners, participants in the work of God.
Together we are committed to help build a city where no one dreams home.
Loving God, you have gathered your people to sit together in unity, love, and praise. As we bring our differing lives and varied gifts together, much like you created the different parts of our bodies to work together.
Help us to see beyond ourselves to the unique community you are shaping us to be, and to the mission for which you are equipping us through the work of your Holy Spirit who makes us one.
Amen. Amen. We are now going to sing in loving partnership.
Seeking, O God, your will to do.
Almighty God, by your Holy Spirit, you have made us one.
Help us to not fall into the trap of not noticing your presence in other members of the congregation and the ways we can work together to help others.
Grant that we may be united in a fellowship of love and prayer.
Give us the courage to respond to the needs of our community.
Give us the stamina to follow you, to be your hands and heart in the world. Enable us to witness to your grace and mercy. Rejoice and be glad. Our God is full of mercy, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Through Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. We are now going to sing verses 1 and 2 of We Are One, and I need the children up the front, but I also need some adults to be children in order for my story to work. So I'm asking. Yes, Ruth. Sorry, folks. we're going on very little sleep here, so just bear with me. So, we have our potato, but he's not looking very good, is he? Because we all remember Potato Head. Because, my goodness, Potato Head has been around for a long, long time. But it needs some stuff. Hey. Eh? And so everybody has some parts. She's got the lip service. But anyway, maybe, Jane, you have the feet. Maybe he can stand up first. So if you can come and put his where they, you think they belong. Do you think they belong at the bottom? It could, yeah. There, so at least he's standing up now, but oh gosh, he can't do anything, can he? Oh my goodness. Amethyst, where do you think the arms go?
No job.
Yes, she knows. Okay. Maybe down there? Oh, no, you want them up there? That's fine. It's fine. Huh? Okay.
Oops, sorry. Yeah.
Hey, sometimes your arms just don't want to work. Hi. It just, you know, like, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed, even. But he got his. He's got his arms now. So he can do some things. He can walk. And he can hold some things. Okay? But what I'm going to ask you to do is put it in the wrong place. He's got the eyes. And would that work if your eyes were on the top of your head? Yeah, which sometimes when children are playing, they put it in a different place than you think that it should be. So where do you think the eyes should be? There. Followed by the nose. It goes right there? Yeah. She was showing. Yeah? Followed by the lip service. So Rosemary's going to put those in. No, the other Rosemary. Okay. Followed by the ears. Now, there's something about the ears, because sometimes our parts don't always look the way they should, because things have happened to us, and we get injured in that, and that's what's happened with the ears. It's actually lips. So, anyway, now he's complete, and he can do anything. But it took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. 6 parts that are needed to make Mr. Potato Head do what he can do. Just like we need all of you. We really do. We need all of you here to be here because you make the church, just like everybody there and all the choir. Yes. And even Todd at the back there. We need everybody. Everybody does something by being here. So I, before you go down, or are you going to take them down? Or Yeah. So we are going to say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for your gifts and for your many blessings. Thank you for making us all unique, like the different parts of a body. Help us to use our talents to serve you and to know how we can be your body, the church, working together in unity and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to sing the rest of the hymn.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Startle us, God, O God, with your truth, and open our hearts and our minds to your wondrous love. Speak your word to us, silence in us any voice but your own, and be with us now as we turn our attention, our minds, and our hearts to you. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Focus lesson today is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 31. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. And there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he distributes them to each one just as he determines. Just as a body, though, one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving great honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. Love is indispensable. And yet, I will show you the most excellent way. May our sacred story help us as Knox St. Paul's United Church to hear God's continuing call to us. I'm setting you up in public ministry so that my presence through you becomes known to all who journey alone.
So you'll notice on the table where I talked about Mr. Potato Head, he has now been joined by a honeybee, and he's also a beehive is there as well. I wanted to switch the conversation now to honeybees because they have so much to tell us about how we here at Knox St. Paul's can be one body in Christ. So my apologies to those who are allergic to bees or have been stung by a bee and don't have the same feelings about a bee that others may have. When it comes to thinking about a honeybee, they are fascinating creatures. Here are some of the amazing facts about them. That jar of honey in your cupboard exists only because tens of thousands of bees flew some 112,000 miles in a relentless, nonstop pursuit of nectar gathered from 4.5 million flowers. And they do it without causing any harm to the flowers. Saint Francis de Sales is quoted as saying, "The bee collects honey from flowers in such a way as to do the least damage or destruction to them and leaves them whole, undamaged, and fresh, just as they found them." Honeybees are the only insect that produces food for humans. Honeybees are essential pollinators, responsible for pollinating about one-third of the food crops we consume. Just think about that. One-third of the food crops depend on the honeybee. That includes fruits, vegetables, and nuts. And did you know that there is a patron saint of bees and beekeeping? Saint Godnet of Ireland. She developed a lifelong affinity with bees and is said to have used honey for its healing properties. Legend also says she used bees to protect her monastery from invaders. Her feast day is February the 11th. I learned that yesterday at the Craft and Art Winter Wonderland because I was gifted with a jar of honey from the River Bee Honey Company that is in Dunrobin. When I told them that my reflection this morning was going to be about bees. I love honey, so yeah, I'm going to love every drop of it. We can learn a lot from bees. Every bee in a hive is needed, as a colony's survival depends on each member performing its unique job. While the roles of the queen, worker and drones differ, all are crucial. But one of the biggest lessons for me has been their resilience and cheerful community spirit as they build their home and sustain it together. What bees can teach us about being one body in Christ is unity, cooperation, the importance of every member, and his or her unique role and shared mission. Bees are single-minded in their goal: collect nectar and produce honey for the good of the entire colony. For us, and why we are here, translates into us having a shared mission of sharing that sweetness of God's love through our vision of helping build a city where no one journeys alone. We are out there in the community. This comparison is rooted in the words of the scripture reading we heard this morning, which describes the church as having many different parts, all essential to the whole. Just as an individual bee cannot survive outside the hive, a Christian needs the church community to thrive through mutual support, encouragement, fellowship, and a feeling of belonging. I know that all of you have a different reason for coming out to worship on a Sunday morning. But I know how important that support is to me. As a caregiver for my husband, I know that I can come to church on a Sunday morning and have a chance to renew myself, not only from the worship service, but just being around all of you, knowing that I am loved and supported. Every member of this community of faith is a vital part of the body of Christ, with a different but equally important gift and role to play. Just as a physical body needs all the different parts to function, the church needs the unique contributions of everyone to be complete. Each of you brings something different to the life of this church. Bees are known for their tireless work ethic, hence the phrase, busy as a bee. It comes from the observation of how worker bees diligently fly from flower to flower, gathering nectar to maintain their hive. We certainly had quite a few members of our congregation yesterday who were busy as bees, but also it's all the days that were leading up to the church's craft and art winter wonderland, and also the Santa Claus parade. Everyone doing their bit to make the event a success. The relationship between honeybees is not a 50-50 partnership or a competition. It is 100% all in by everyone to get the job done. Any available bee will see something that needs to be done and will jump right in there and do it. This makes their community both incredibly efficient and happy. So, just like bees, you are valued, needed for the person you are. You are needed in your church. You're needed in your community. You're needed by your family and friends. You are needed in the world. Your value is beyond measure to God and to those around you. I love this quote from Irish poet Oscar Wilde. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken. He probably said it in jest, just like he said so many other quotes. But I know that God would agree with him. We love you just the way you are. One of the greatest reminders of God's creative power is the reality that every human who has ever lived is uniquely and wonderfully different, from our hearts that beat to their own tune to our DNA. We are like snowflakes. No two of us are alike. Always remember, you are unique and you are important. There is no one else in the world quite like you. There never has been, there never will be anyone like you. Now, for the sweet treat bees produce, honey. Do you know that honey is revered across many religions? Hindu, Buddhist, Islam, all of them, as a symbol of sweetness, divine blessing, prosperity, and healing. Honey is a central part of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, symbolizing the hope for a sweet new year. A common tradition is dipping apples in honey. The blessing recited is, "May it be your will, Lord our God, to renew for us a good and sweet year." My husband's favorite part of the holiday was always the honey cake. The Bible often describes the land of Israel as a land flowing with milk and honey. And honey connects to this idea of abundance and blessing. Do you know that honey is mentioned 60 times in the Bible? So honey must also have something to teach us. I'm going to just talk about one scripture verse, Proverbs. We don't often talk about Proverbs, but it has some good stuff in it. This is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Kind words are like honey, enjoyable and healthful. The reason I want to talk about that particular verse is the world really needs increased kindness right now in every way. The plain fact is that the planet does not need more self-centered people, more dictators, more bullies, but it does desperately need more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of every kind. Now, last Thursday, November the 13th, was World Kindness Day. But sadly, it was not talked about in the media. There was nothing about World Kindness Day. As if celebrating or recognizing the importance of kindness is not newsworthy enough. Yet, we have these wise words from American journalist George Ellison. How beautiful a day can be when kindness touches it. Or the Dalai Lama, be kind whenever possible. It's always possible. And Aesop, no act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. And all of us know how good it feels when someone is kind to us. We have much to thank the honeybees for being such a good example of how to live a productive and make a productive community, and for that sweet gift of honey. So I'm going to end this reflection with a prayer to God, thanking Him for making the honeybee. Generous God, thank you for the beautiful example of the bees, which symbolize wisdom, hard work, and unity in your world. They remind us that even our smallest acts of love and kindness can be like honey, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Help us to live with purpose and to share the bounty of your creation with others, just as the bees share their honey. Thank you so much for your constant love and generosity to us. Amen. We're now going to sing Merry, Many Are the Light Beams. Now is the time in the worship service when it's faith sharing. So whether there's something that happened during the week that you want to share with the rest of the congregation, sometime that you felt that God was there, or just something that you think that we should hear. If there was something during the worship service that touched you and you want to talk about it, now is the time. If nobody wants to talk, we will just sit in holy silence for a while. Our offering hymn is Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands. As we bring up the prayer stones and the offering, not only what's on the plate, but all the things that we do for this church and the community. Our discipleship, we glorify you. We offer you the love of our hearts. We offer you the creativity of our minds. We offer you the devotion of our spirits. We offer all we do as a church together. Bless them, use them, and use our best talents as well. O God, that all may feel your love. Amen. Yeah, all the way. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the diversity of the spiritual gifts you have given to us, your church, as described in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 31. Just as a body has many parts that work together, we pray that we may value each member and their unique contribution. We pray that we may be a reflection of your love and grace, and that we will use the gifts you have given us to serve one another and build up your church. Enable us to exercise our spiritual gifts for the common good. We pray for all those who are represented by the prayer stones that lay on the communion table. We pray for all those who are suffering, either physically, mentally, or spiritually, those that are in the dark grips of grief. We pray especially for Reverend Erin. May she feel your love, God, along with our love. Put your comforting arms around each one of them so they know that you are there for them and willing to bear their pain. We bring this prayer and all those laying silent in our hearts, too painful to speak out loud, to you, knowing that you will answer them in the way that is best for us and for those we pray for. This we do as we pray the prayer your Son Jesus taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is We Are Pilgrims. Go now and live as one body in Christ. Be at peace and care for one another. Suffer with one another and rejoice with one another. Give your attention to the Word of God and proclaim the good news of freedom to all. And may God delight your heart and sharpen your vision. May Christ Jesus keep you, thought and word, in his grace. And may the Holy Spirit be the fountain that sustains you all and binds you together as one.
Amen.
All right.